you, Steve. It's Phil Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Just got the news. I believe it was yesterday. Julia Louis-Dreyfus came out. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. She is that one. And October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're getting a jump on things today. We have a 2-time Olympic beach volleyball medalist in the studio with us, April Ross. Hi, April. How are you?
Good, thanks.
And Dave Zimmer of Fleet Feet. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
You guys have hooked up for Project Zero. Explain that to us.
I'll let April explain Project Zero. We're just very excited to have a 2-time Olympian hanging out with us. That's a thrill for us.
Yeah, Project Zero is kind of an effort between Mizuno and Fleet Feet Sports and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation to fund research that will get, you know, the lives lost from breast cancer down to zero eventually. And we have this promotion going on with Fleet Feet where if you buy the limited edition shoes and shirts, portion of the proceeds go towards breast cancer research.
And research is key. I know my grandmother had breast cancer many, many years ago, and what actually took her life was burns she suffered from radiation because no one knew what was going on. So I have to say, raising awareness, we are getting a lot farther, but not good enough.
No, and yeah, seeing what my mom went through so long ago, 16, 20, 25 years ago, you know, I want to see that research pushed and the science to get better and better because it wasn't good enough then at all. And I think, you know, all the new research coming out is very promising. And so we need to continue on that front. Like you said, awareness has been around forever. And I think people are pretty aware of how to, you know, do what they can to prevent the disease. We need to figure out how to cure it now.
Amen.
So the situation that we all learned about yesterday with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which at one point would have been, I hate to say, almost a death sentence. At this point, it isn't necessarily, right? There's different treatments available that weren't available not that long ago.
Yeah, you know, I work with a couple different foundations regarding breast cancer research. And another organization I work with is on the edge of cutting, you know, cutting edge research that is, you know, crazy. And I wasn't aware of those things. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of those things. So there's a lot out there now that, you know, I think people think of breast cancer as a curable disease. We still need to get a lot better. We need to get that number down to zero, which is, you know, the whole effort of Project Zero. But yeah, I think that, you know, it's not a death sentence
right.
at all
right.
these days.
And, you know, the whole thing is get your mammograms, get tested, and because now it's amazing with these 3D or 4D, I think they even have now, and ultrasounds. One of my technicians was telling me how they can pinpoint something that is just like a little speck, like a little tip of a pin, and then they can monitor and figure it out. Now, when cancer returns, when it metastasizes, am I saying that right? Is that what happened with your mother?
Yeah, several times. Yeah, my mom went into remission 3 or 4 times. And as a young kid, you think like, oh, you know, it's gone. She's healed and it's not coming back. So every time it came back, it was devastating. So we need to figure out how to keep it away once it's out of there.
And then if somebody does have this in their family, they want to even go in more often, don't they, just to make sure?
Yeah, I think you're at a higher risk, you know, is what they say. There's gene testing that you can go actually figure it out. So that's great. But I think one of the hugest things is still prevention. So, you know, it's working out, it's eating right. I think that's the biggest thing you can do for yourself.
Every once in a while, April, somebody will come out and say mammograms might not be the best idea. What's behind that? Why would people say maybe you might want to hold back on a mammogram? I'm not sure why
Who
that would be.
That?
I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll hear somebody come out and say it might work against you for some reason. I don't know why.
I think it's the imaging and the radiation.
Is that
what
it is?
Yeah, that could be bad for you, or maybe it's not the best detection method. I know people push MRIs for detection, and it's kind of like I've dealt with this. My health insurance, like they don't sometimes cover the most progressive ways to detect these things. Yeah, and so you have to go the you know accepted route of the mammogram and the ultrasound and stuff. So hopefully we can become more progressive on all fronts.
Dave Zimmer is also here from Fleet Feet. He's the CEO of Fleet Feet. Your involvement, let's talk about that for a little bit, Dave.
On a personal level, my mother is a breast cancer survivor, was diagnosed in 1999 after a mammogram that she had went into a file and was needed to be looked at, and she waited a full year to have it looked at.
What, did they forget?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yep. And so when she went back for her annual, it was brought up, and she had to go in and get treatment, chemotherapy and radiation. And as April was talking about, the progression of research needs to continue, which is why Project Zero is so important, to be able to be able to give people a really good chance of survival, but also giving education so they know what to be an advocate for. That's a big part of it, is making sure that you're not only having your family be an advocate for you, but being an advocate for yourself.
How long has Fleet Feet been around? Because I love that name, and I've seen you all over the place, the name.
I'm very fond of the name as well, and we've been around for 21 years in Chicago.
And always adding your name to great causes, so good job with that.
Thank you. We look at, sports is incredibly giving. Running as a activity is incredibly giving. We have the Chicago Marathon coming up next week, and, over $18 million is going to go to charity from people crossing the finish line. And being able to be involved with Mizuno and being involved with April on Project Zero is just going to get more money going towards great research.
Yeah.
April, you're going to be at a particular Fleet Feet. Is that what's happening?
Tomorrow, yes, from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon at the Fleet Feet Sports in Old Town at North Avenue in Wells. April is going to be how often do you get to hang out with a two-time Olympian, two-time medalist? That's just – I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still thrilled when I get to sit next to a medalist.
Are you going to set her up, bump it up so she can spike it?
I do need to train.
So for everybody at home, I'm 5'6", April's 6'1". There's no way that I can set her up for anything.
And I'm small in beach volleyball now.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? The players just, for some reason, just keep getting taller and taller and taller.
Yeah, especially the more popular beach volleyball gets, the more indoor players, traditionally indoor players, come out to the beach. And we have, some 6'5 girls. On the men's side, there's a lot of 7-footers. It's getting huge.
Wow.
Why are we growing them so big these days?
Something's in the water.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Is it so much different? I mean, obviously it's different playing on a court than it is on a beach volleyball, but which do you prefer?
I prefer being out on the beach. Growing up, I wanted to be indoor because it's easier. You're moving on the hard ground, but just the lifestyle playing beach volleyball and being outside every day and kind of
getting a good tan.
Getting a good tan, getting that vitamin D, having control over your schedule. I hire my coach. I decide kind of everything for myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean... kind of a control freak, so that works for me.
What about the adjustment? Standard volleyball is 6 on a side, but then you see it often 2 on a side. So that's got to be a huge adjustment, right?
Yeah. So in beach volleyball, it's 2v2. There are no substitutes. There are no coaches with you during your match. So you can't have a bad match. If you have a bad match, you lose and you're done. So there's no one that can come in and help you out. You have to kind of show up every single day if you want to do well.
Why that decision of not allowing a coach there? That seems like it would work against you. Why? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's, kind of stemmed from tennis and they're not allowed to
have that's true.
Coaches. I think it's just a player-driven sport.
Yeah.
And they want to keep it that way. So they don't want the coaches kind of being involved in the matches.
Oh, I guess.
April Ross in the studio with us, two-time Olympic beach volleyball medalist. Dave Zimmer, Fleet Feet. I said it right every time and then screwed it up. April, you threw out the pitch last night at the last home game for the Chicago White Sox. How'd it go?
It went pretty well. I didn't warm up at all. I didn't practice at all.
Brave woman.
I don't know if you saw the stats. You have the third lowest ERA on the White Sox as of today.
That's okay. I'll take it.
She threw an amazing cutter, just dove right at
it. It did. It went right over the plate. It just bounced right before the catcher's glove.
Oh, no.
But still, over the plate, there are a lot of guys out there that can't get it over the plate.
I feel like someone might have swung at it.
And missed.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep a positive attitude. That's perfect.
How can people listening help out with Project Zero?
Well, showing up tomorrow and being part of the event, purchasing the Mizuno Wave Rider shoes, money is going to go back to Project Zero for that. There's going to be T-shirts for sale tomorrow also at the event. So go to fleetfeetchicago.com, and you can find the link to Project Zero and to the event tomorrow and register, meet April, and get some money going to this great organization.
Describe the shoes because they're really cute. Thanks to Mizuno. They're pink for women. They're gray for men, right?
They're blue for men with pink, with pink highlights. They are a shocking pink for women. You will. This
it takes
is
a lot to shock Wendy, so good luck with that.
You'll get lots of compliments.
Your feet will be shocked. I don't know about anything else. But it is a great color. The shoe itself, I mean, this has been around for over 20 years, this shoe, and it's a cushion shoe that is designed for any athlete, whether you're going out for a simple walk with your dog, whether you're running a marathon. This is a comfortable shoe that is not only going to do your feet well, but it's going to also help Project Zero.
What if you're a pronator?
An overpronator, because everybody pronates.
Wait, I don't know what that is. What is that?
So pronation is the natural inward roll of the foot to help disperse shock. So our body is set up with 26 bones in the foot that all work independently and then come together as a lever to move you forward.
I know that.
And so when your foot pronates, it means you strike on the outside part of your heel and you roll towards the center. That's called neutral pronation. When you roll too far to the medial or inside, that's called overpronation, and that can have all sorts of problems. So this shoe is a very stable shoe, but it's really designed for more of a neutral gait. But
orthotics, if you wear them for overpronation, will fit into these 100%.
Shoes. 100%.
Look at that. Amazing. How do you?
Because I got bad feet. I'm turning into an old lady at 50. I really am. But you can. Everybody listening, and I shouldn't say this, but as you're following someone down the street today, look at them, and the majority of people wear their heels out on the outer portion of their shoe.
That's pretty natural. We're more interested when you have 7 to 10 times the force of your body weight on your foot, what's happening to your foot. And one of the things that we have at Fleet Feet Sports now is the Fit ID system, which is a 3D scanning system, which allows us to be able to see what's happening to your foot when you're putting weight on it. It's an amazing system. It helps with the fitting of shoes and gives us so much more knowledge than we had even just a few weeks ago.
See why I know about Fleet Feet?
That's amazing.
I got bad feet.
Yeah. Wendy could be your poster child if you're interested. No. You don't have to commit today. Just think about it.
I'll have my people call.
All right, please do. Please do. Real quick, I'm curious, April, where is the state of U.S. volleyball right now? Are we looking good for the Olympics, the upcoming Olympics? Where do we stand?
We have a little bit of work to do for the 2020 Olympics. I'm making a push for it. I don't have a partner yet, so
Bill,
working on that.
If you need me to do it, I'll do it.
But
what's good for America?
Why is everyone laughing when I said that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But we
have. I've never played. Maybe I don't know.
I'll consider it.
All right, think about it.
But we do. We have the AVP Professional Domestic Tour that runs over the summer. We actually had an event on Oak Street Beach 3 weeks ago. So that's looking good. That's growing every year, and the level of beach volleyball in the U.S. is going up. We have the NCAA full-blown now. You can win an NCAA championship in beach volleyball, and those athletes are now coming out onto the beach professionally and for the USA. I'm determined to get to Tokyo, so you'll see
me
there.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. And we're gonna make a run for the gold.
Good.
We'll get there.
I think we will. I do think we will.
What year did beach volleyball start in the Olympics?
1996 in Atlanta.
Oh, it's been there longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's either the most popular sport in the Olympics now or the second most popular sport in the Olympics.
Who's the best that's ever been?
In beach volleyball?
Yeah.
April Ross.
I'm going to say April Ross. Remember that guy Karch Karai? He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. We have, as the United States, we have a very good history in beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Lots of medals.
Yeah.
But, you know, the world is gaining on us. Brazil, Germany, Switzerland, everybody's getting really good now.
All right.
People are getting taller, we've learned.
Yeah,
too.
We've learned that.
Dutch people, real tall.
One final question. Wendy, Bill, wish I could go to the Project Zero event at Fleet Feet, but it is Yom Kippur, and I will be in Temple. Please let Dave Zimmer know. And how do people donate money if they can't attend the event on tomorrow?
Well, the donation is going on all month, so stop into any of the Fleet Feet sports stores in the month of October and purchase the Mizuno Wave Rider, and money will be going back to Project Zero. So even though somebody cannot attend tomorrow, they can still be part of giving all month long.
Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you being here.